not to misunderstand me. I have said, express your negative emotions. I have not said publicly. That's how things become distorted. Now, if you are feeling angry with someone and you start expressing your anger, the other person is not going to be a Gautam Buddha and sit silently. He is not a marble statue. He will also do something. You will express anger, he will express anger. It will create more anger in you. And anger or violence create from the other side the same with more vengeance. And then you will feel like being more into it because you have been told to express. Yes, I have told you to express, but I don't mean publicly. If you are feeling angry, go to your room, close the room, beat the pillow, stand before a mirror, shout at your own image, say things that you have never said to anybody and always wanted to say. But it has to be a private phenomenon. Otherwise, there is no end. Things go on moving in a circle, and we want to end them. But the moment you feel any negative emotion about anybody, that other person is not the question. The question is that you have a certain energy of anger. Now, if that energy has to be diffused in the universe, you are not to repress it within yourself. So whenever I say express, I always mean privately. In your aloneness. It is a meditation. It is not a fight. You are feeling sad. Sit in your room and feel as much sad as you can. It can't harm. Be really sad. And see how long it stays. Nothing stays forever. Soon it will be passing away. If you are feeling like crying, cry, but in your privacy. These things have nothing to do with others. Everything is your problem. Why make it public? And that way it is not going to be helped, but on the contrary, it will be increased. But in public, don't bring your negativities, your ugliness, otherwise you are creating bigger problems in trying to solve small problems. Be really very careful. Everything negative has to be in private, in your aloneness. And if you want to make any public statement about it, because somebody may have been in your mind with whom you were hateful, whom you killed while you were tearing the paper, go to him and humbly ask his apology. And here you can see my differences from the so-called Western therapies. They don't help. Their relief is temporary. But once for all, understand that every problem is yours. So it has to be solved in your privacy. Don't wash your dirty linen in public places. There is no need. Why unnecessarily involve other people? Why unnecessarily create an image of yourself as ugly? If people can keep to their own problems and don't go on spreading them all around, because then they become magnified. Just keep your private problems to your privacy. No group therapy is of much help. Because whatever you do in the group, you cannot do in the society. And the group cannot become your whole life. So out of the group you will be again in the same trouble. What I am giving to you is a simple method that you can do yourself very easily, clean your unconscious and come into the outside world with other people with a softer face, cleaner eyes, more human air.